Home now, and what senses of home? Like, where do you feel of when you were travelling? Was Hungary always home to you? Did you feel quite strongly about it?
If you refer, did I have any homesick? I would say not, really. I feel always comfortable the place where I am, but when you away from Hungary, you can see Hungary from outside. And as farther I get from Hungary, as more I feel myself Hungarian, because I don't remember partly the bad part of Hungary. So, and I carrying the cultural part, so I have that kind of nostalgia, but I never had this kind of home feeling that I want to go home. I really not. I can live even 5 years abroad, I don't mind. Of course it's always good to meet people, but today's technology let you to communicate in another way. Not, you should not be physically there to contact people. You can do this interview, you know, sitting behind your computer and make the interview, so it's not necessary to meet personally. But did I answer your question?
I mean, when you were away, did you feel at home in any other places? I mean, what is home to you?
My slogan, you know, slogan, is having home nowhere, being home everywhere. So actually I don't have home at the moment, so my apartment is rent out, somebody live there. So usually I stay here and there. That's why I told you I 4 days I was not at home, so I'm moving from place to place, friends and so. But I can be home, feel at home everywhere where I'm welcomed, you know, where but it's again depending if you code surfed, you know what is the difference when you are in, with a family where they really appreciate you, or you just surfing their coach, you know, like it's totally different. So I can be home everywhere where I'm welcomed. So I feel comfortable most of the country. Africa is more difficult because they usually just sucking your energy. But contrary, if you go to Southeast Asia, you get so much love and so much energy from the people that you feel that you can live there forever. And also there is many problems in the society, in the political system, but still the people, you know, the everyday attention and love you get, that's great. And in Europe, it's more and more people not keep together and less and less community. People are more and more busy, or they think they are busy, but they're sitting in front of the TV, but it's also kind of things, but it's never built up some social skills what people need in most of the societies to survive, I think.
So do you think you feel most at home from the couchsurfing community and maintaining the links with people rather than being physically back in Hungary?
What do you mean, which community? The Hungarian couchsurfing community or...?
Or just in general, just being a part of couchsurfing, does that give you a sense of
I have
feeling?
A good human network in Hungary, so I don't really depend on a couchsurfing community, but there is many values what I think I can share with people, or I can teach them. When we do bicycle tours, show them roads, what I was shown like 20 years ago, and I was so happy to learn it and to see it, or it's like a father passing some knowledge to their child, you know, like that's, if you see it valuable, why not to share? So couchsurfing is a community where are people who I think has a value and interest to accept what I want to share. If there is not, I won't do. You know, if I organize a meeting and there is nobody, I realize, okay, people don't need the meeting, so I give up and that's all. Maybe it's like if you have some seeds and if you throw in the soil which is not ready for it, it will not grow. But if I find some motivated people, it can flourish and like being a jungle and get life, you know, like I tried, if there is no reception, I tried this kind of activities in many countries. Some countries still not ready for it, some countries ready for it and very grateful. Some countries not, and that happens sometimes. Question is how long I have energy to do this. It's a question, I don't know. Probably when I have children and family, I won't have energy, but I will not participate anymore in this way. Couchsurfing community. At the moment, I can do it, so I do it.
So you think that priorities to have family is sort of taking precedent over maybe any further travels? Or
I mean, I'm planning to have family, so I'm not against, absolutely. But question is when I feel ready. Now I feel more and less ready. So I'm 40 years old, so people think, so oh, you should have a family. And so what? I say, no, I should not. I should do when I feel. I told you that for me the priority is somehow my happiness. Of course, if I can share my happiness with my partner and we are together in that way, I'm okay with it. But you have to find that partner and you have to be in that moment of your life and you're ready to do this.
Like that. Do you think you're setting yourself up for that though by thinking they won't travel after a year?
Yeah, I can do. I think so. And even when I will settle down, probably I or we will travel. So it's not a question, but not so intensely. So when you are younger and not responsible for other people, you can do whatever you want. But when you have a child and you're responsible for them, it's a different story. So you have to change your lifestyle. So you have to give up the same way as you give up when you travel, when you're working, you give up something, when you have a child, you give up and other things, probably your friends and your relationships, I mean human networks. But this is the way of life. So there's this certain stage of your life. Your duty is live it fully. And after you can step on the next stage of your life, like in the Indian societies, they have this system and many other societies. So now I'm finishing my learning process, my student time.
Do you think travel will always be a part of your life though, or can you see yourself just finishing with it?
No, I told you that I will continue, but not so intensely. So
like holidays or?
Kind of course. Yeah. There is always place to go back and there is always people to meet. And so I can make this combination. So for example, Iran will be always my top destination because there is so many things still to discover and always good people around you.
How would you feel being a tourist though, rather than a traveler? Or do you think you will always be a traveler?
That's a good question, because I started to guide tourists and I get to respond that, working for travel agency, they need different attitude. You know, I try to involve them in community, like I organized a couchsurfing meeting and I talked to my tour group. It was a small group, actually, 8 people. Oh, if you're interested to socializing with local, talk with local. And some people really enjoyed it, really was happy with it and got positive response, but some people, nothing. They were not absolutely interested. They're interested in the mountains and architecture and go home. So I think I will travel. I will be a traveler, not a tourist. Because for me, the local people are always important.
And do you think those will be the time makes a difference, or will you be happy with sort of 2 weeks in a country traveling, or it's just whatever?
Good question. Ask me 5 years later.
Yeah. Cool. And when you were away from home, from Hungary, from Budapest, did you feel it important to keep ties to it?
Keep what?
Keep ties to it, or to keep communication with people that were still in Budapest, like your family and friends?
The way I travel and the places I travel, there is not so much internet.
Yeah.
So of course, when I am at the internet cafe, I write some hello to my parents. Before they ask me, like, at least every 2 months, give me a life sign. But recently I do more frequently.
Yeah.
So, but before, really, every 2 months I went to the internet cafe. And I'm still alive.
Yeah.
I'm planning to go in this way, so goodbye. But no, it's a Skype, you know, you can call. So every 2-3 months I call my mother.
Yeah.
So at least we have some chat, because she doesn't have internet, so she will not contact me in this way. My brother is super busy, so with him also we're exchanging every year 3 emails maybe. And my father doesn't use internet as well, so our communication is also complicated.
But it was more for their benefit than you felt like you needed to keep your ties or retain that network or connection to Hungary.
It's an interesting question, because if you travel for 1 year, your human network still exists. But when you travel for 8 years, even if you meet them, again, you can be a good friend, but somehow it's not a kind of everyday relationship. So I couldn't meet all of my friends since I'm here. I give them opportunity, but somehow for them was not a priority. I'm not anymore in their diary books, you know, like they, of course they know me, they read my blog or whatever, but there is not such a need like we had before, because they had change their social status, like they had children and family and so different responsibilities. I really accepted that this is the way of life. I saw through my brother how was before and how was after having a child. So I accept it, and that's why the Couchsurfing community, there are those people who still can put energy in some projects, so I communicate with them, and I have few of my friends who really want to meet me, I meet them. So it's always like that, so I keep contact with them if they need. I will not force anymore.
Okay.
So it's like when you away from your home country, it's you like a dead person.
Yeah.
Also when you die, the first week still they crying, they talk about you, but after 2 months nobody will remember you. So I accept this, so I know this is the reality. I cannot live in a dream that I will be the center of everybody's life. No, I'm just somebody.
And how do you kind of identify yourself? Are you still Hungarian, or do you still see yourself as a traveler first and foremost? Or
I told you, more and more I away from Hungary, I feel more and more Hungarian, because I don't face with these obstacles what Hungarian politics, economical system, distribution system show you. So as you, as a traveler, you see many beautiful things, but if you see deep in the society or you talk with people, you understand that's not everything okay in this country and of course in Europe and in this world. But my deep heart is probably Hungarian, so I would identify always myself as Hungarian. Even if I can live anywhere, I can leave my country without crying, but still.
Not a traveler before that though.
Not
a traveler before nationality is being the primary identity definer, if you like.
I think who we are. I am who I am, so I cannot identify myself. When you meet somebody, you can make a conclusion, who is he or she, and you can decide. But, you know, today I am a saint, tomorrow I am a robber, after tomorrow I am a driver, after tomorrow I am leading company, after tomorrow I am a homeless, after tomorrow I am a crazy man, or whatever, so who I am.
Just constantly evolving then.
Changing.
Yeah.
Of course we like to identify ourselves with something, but maybe it's our illusion.
Yeah.
I'm traveler compared to who? Compared to Marco Polo or any Mongolian nomads? No, I'm not. You know, I'm just a comfortable tourist. But compared to the tourists, I am a traveler, of course.
So it's just relative.
Everything.
In terms of
this is what the Buddhists teach you.
Yeah. And have your plans ever been changed by other people that you encounter? Or?
Yeah, of course.
And do you think people, maybe your parents now, are more a big factor into why you want to stop and why you want to stay here? Or it's your own?
Are you asking about my parents or asking generally the people I met?
Well, people in general, have they changed why you've gone somewhere, why you've done something? Like, for instance, are you stopping in Budapest now because family and other priorities are taking over rather than your desire to travel?
Still, I didn't get.
Is it... when you're traveling, have you ever met anyone and they've altered your direction or your course? Have they ever had an impact on your travels?
Of
or has
course.
It always been very independent? You've always...
Sometimes you build up some relationship during your journey, like love relationship and so. So it makes some certain change. Like in America, I had a girlfriend, so I stayed there for 3 months. After we traveled another 5 or 6 months together, I didn't plan, but why not? So. Of course, I can adopt also. I'm not necessarily the guy who just doing what he wants, but I know what I'm doing. If somebody there and can convince me, okay, let's do this because of this, I can accept it. But if they just say, because I don't want what you want, so it's, for me, it's not an argument. With me, you can argue if you have argument or, I don't know, like facts to share, but. But I have my own experience, my plan, you know, that I don't want to travel in the rainy season. So in this, I try to be consequent. And if they say, there is a big festival, whatever, which really worth to go even in the rainy season, I would say, okay, I go. But just to travel in the rainy season, I know what is it and I don't want. Somebody who never traveled, I say, okay, try it. And after, tell me that how was it. But, I don't want to know again. Mm. You make some mistake, you learn from it, and you don't want to repeat necessarily. Mm. Of course, if you are so much in love and you want to be with your lover, of course you can change your plan, but not necessarily the best solution. Mm.
So what's next? Are there any places that you're itching to get to other than Iran?
Oh yeah, I'm going to India, I told you, writing my books, and there's some area like Arunachal Pradesh, Tripura, Nagaland, Mizoram, and Orissa, these states I want to go, and of course I want to go to Bhutan, but still I think I have to wait because there is nobody to invite me, and it's $200 per day anyway. So if they invite you, it's not $200, but anyway, that's a good place to visit. At the moment, I don't have another plan. Yes, Sri Lanka, my dream country is to go. It's Antarctica, Iceland, Greenland, and Vanuatu. There is some islands where I cannot hitchhike, so I can go only if I will rich man. Mm. Or not rich, but at least have enough money to do that. But those countries you can visit anytime. So with the 2 weeks holiday, you fly there, come back. So, but some African or Asian society changing so fast that you cannot see the same after 10 years. So that's why I decided to visit now. Mm.
Brilliant. Something like that. Okay, yeah, I think that's about everything. This is anything else that you would like to add? Anything relevant? No.
You can read my blog, and if you have any questions, just ask.
Brilliant, yeah, that'd be really good.
There's not so much in English.